medical sales reps face a lot of challenges. But realistically, what is the biggest challenge that almost every medical sales representative faces? We're going to talk about that today. Hello, my friends. This is Mace Haroff. I want to welcome you to the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales channel on YouTube, where we talk about issues and strategies that affect and impact medical sales professionals such as yourself. I assume that's why you're here. You want to sell more, earn more, and have a bigger impact on the customers that you serve and their patients. So let's talk about that. The biggest challenge that medical sales reps face. What is it? It is being able to create engagement and distinguish their product. Now, distinguish the product, that might be a little lofty. Let's start with first being able to differentiate your product, because here's the reality, and I think you know this, that you live, and by you, I mean medical salespeople, and live, I'm talking about the environment where you work. You work in an environment where your customers are doing everything that they can to commoditize your product. What does that mean? Well, healthcare professionals, as you know, they really don't like change. So one of their main goals is to avoid it. How do they avoid it? Well, when a sales representative shows up trying to pursue the sale on a new product or a new service, what do healthcare professionals do? Well, hopefully they sit there and they appear to listen. They'll look at you and go, They'll do a lot of nodding and shaking their head like this. But realistically, what they're doing is they're trying to determine whether or not that the product you offer is substantially different from what they're using now. And believe it or not, they're hoping that it isn't. Why? Because if it isn't substantially different, that means it's substantially the same in terms of what it does for them, what it does for the patient. And once they determine that, they don't have to worry about using your product anymore. They could stay with what they're doing. In other words, they can avoid change. Now, I know that doesn't make you feel great when I tell you that they're actually trying not to use your product. Your goal is to sell your product. Their goal is for you to not sell your product, but they will do everything they can in their power to commoditize your products. If you sell to hospitals, you know hospitals do this all the time. How do they commoditize your product? Well, they break it down to one parameter, one differentiator. And what is that differentiator? It is price. It is price. So here's one of the problems. Why does commoditization occur? Well, I am going to get into that in a moment. What are some of the other challenges that you face? Well, a big challenge today is reduced access to healthcare professionals and other decision makers in your accounts. Why is this? Well, number one, a lot of sales now are being conducted at a higher level. They're being conducted at the corporate level or higher up in the materials management chain, the supply chain. So you may not have the access that you used to because they could be speaking to someone at a higher level than the field sales representative. But also, there is increasing diversity of the decision makers as well, where it used to be a clinical decision maker and the person in materials management. Now, as you know, there is a whole committee, value analysis committees, of people who determine how and what products are used. So here's one of the problems and why this commoditization happened. Who's really responsible for the commoditization? Well, I hate to tell you this, but it's the sales representative. Sales representatives cause commoditization. And if you think about it, it's not just commoditization of the product, it's actually commoditization of sales rep behaviors. And by this, what I'm talking about is many medical sales representatives, they look, they sound, and they act the same. And one of the biggest drivers of this is the way that medical sales representatives sell. And that is, they sell intuitively. In other words, they know about the product and they will just get in front of a customer and talk about the product. This increases the perception of commodity because reps tend to sound alike. And the other thing that almost all reps do is they focus on the product instead of focusing on the customer and the patient. So you're probably wondering, well, why shouldn't I talk about the product? I mean, I'm there to sell the product. That may be true, but here is a really cold, hard reality that you have to accept and you have to really embrace. The customer does not care about your product. No, he or she doesn't. I know you think they do. I know it's you're going to go in there and do your best dog and pony show, and you're going to do great demos and show them multicolor brochures, and that should do the trick. But here's the problem. They really don't care. Unless and until he or she understands how your product or service improves the condition for them, their practice, their facility, the institution, and most importantly, the patient. Although it's not always most importantly the patient, let's be honest. It depends on what you sell. Sometimes it's the patient, sometimes it has to do with their practice or the facility, if they're focused more on profitability than producing good clinical outcomes. But this is why you can't focus on the product. You have to focus on them. So where does the real problem lie? Well, here it is. Most medical reps go out and tell their story. You have a story. You have a story about your product, story about how you sell your product. And you go out and you tell it, well, here is the problem. And it's not completely your fault. You see, product managers and sales managers, they tell sales representatives, listen, you have a great story to tell with your product. You need to get out there and tell it to every one of your customers. So that's what sales representatives do. They get out and they get in front of their customers and they tell their story. Well, again, the same two problems exist when you do this. Number one, most sales reps' stories sound the same. And number two, the customer doesn't care about your story. Are you getting this? Why doesn't the customer care about your story? There's really one reason. It's because they care about their story. Their story is what's more important to them. So how do you solve this problem? Well, it's rather simple. Not easy, but simple. You have to change your story. How do you do that? Well, remember, if the customer cares about their story, then what they really want to hear is their story. So you need to be telling the customer their story with your story inserted into it. It makes all the difference in the world. When they hear about your product or service in the context of what they do every day, how they treat their patients, how they live their lives, how they run their practices, it makes all the difference in the world. So, sounds pretty interesting, right? Insert your story into their story. Simple, but not easy. Let's talk a little bit about how you can do this. It begins with research. You have to learn their story. You cannot tell the customer's story unless you learn their story. Now, a lot of reps make a huge mistake, and this is it. They assume that if they're calling, for example, on an orthopedic surgeon, they assume that all orthopedic surgeon stories are the same. Or if they're calling on a urologist, all urologist stories are the same. All family practice stories are the same. All dentist stories are the same, et cetera, et cetera. I hope you get this. But they're not. Your customer isn't just a dentist or an orthopedic surgeon or an internist. Your customer is an individual. They have their own individual story. So what should you do? You should learn their story at least as much as you can. Don't ever call on a customer without looking at all the available information. You could get this in several places. Start with, guess who? Google. You're using it all the time. If you prefer to use Bing or Yahoo or something like that, great. In fact, why not use all of them? But don't forget to include the various social media platforms as well. See what your customers are saying. Now, the next thing you want to do is you want to identify how and where your story fits into their story. What procedures are they doing that align with your product? What do they say and do that could support them using your product? You have to look at this. It's out there. And then what you do is you're going to create a conversation all about them. You've learned something about them. Hopefully, you know something about your product. You now want to create a conversation about them that integrates the two together. So it's about them. Understand that when you have this conversation, it is about them. It is not about your product. Take the time to learn about your customers and the patients that they care for. Think about the patient. What outcome does the patient want? What is the patient looking for? What is going to make the patient feel comfortable or happy that the patient is being treated by a certain provider? What do your customers want to avoid? There are things they want to avoid. Likewise, there are things patients want to avoid. And what are your customers' concerns about both the present and the future? See, if you're talking about the future, a lot of reps are just talking about right now. But when you start talking about the future, now you are engaging them. Because if you could talk about the future, then you give them the sense that they can control the future and you could help them to impact the future. And this is absolutely huge. Find out what matters to them the most. And then figure out how your product or service can help them to achieve this, and then position your product or service that way. You see, once you understand your customer, it allows you to position your product into their story. And this makes all the difference in the world because they just won't be looking at your product. They will be keenly focused on how your product can help them to obtain the outcomes that they want for themselves, their practice, their institutions, their facilities, and again, their patients. And by the way, this also shows that you are not just there to make a sale. You see, that's how most sales reps, and when I say most, I'm talking 97, 98, maybe 99% very often. That's how most sales reps come across. They come across like they are there to make a sale and move on. It's like product, 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 product. They don't get into the customer story at all. They just talk about their story and then they move on out. Think of how selfish this appears to the customer. Think about how you feel when a customer says, "Yeah, I'm selling pens. Okay, I have a pen. I want to sell you this pen." And you say, "I already have pens," but they just keep hammering you on why their pen is the best and why you should look at their pen. And they know you're doing this for one reason. It is to sell a pen. You are not pen salespeople. You are there to improve the quality of lives and to be able to provide a way that improves the conditions, not only for patients, but also for the people who are delivering care for the patients. That is an honorable responsibility to have. So you want to focus on helping your customer to get what it is that they want. And when you do this, they will look at you differently, because you're having a different conversation with them than every other rep who comes into their office. And this is going to leave them with a much better feeling about you. So this is a somewhat complex process. I've made it sound very, very simple. It is not easy, but don't fret. To help you learn and implement it, I am hosting a free webinar this week that will clarify and help you to use this strategy in your territory. The title of the webinar, this webinar masterclass that I'm doing, is How to Sell More Almost Immediately by Changing the Sales Story You Tell Healthcare Professionals Without Being a Pushy Sales Rep. It's one of sales reps' biggest fears is if they really try to tell the story, really get into the nuances of their products and service, that they're going to come across as pushy. If you do it the way I'm going to teach you to do it, absolutely the opposite happens. They're going to see you as engaging and caring, and it will distinguish you eventually from all the other sales representatives, which, by the way, are your competition, who calls on that provider. So If you'd like to get more information about this free webinar masterclass, please go to medicalsalestraining.com/webinar. medicalsalestraining.com/webinar. More information, you could register for free and you could attend this webinar masterclass. There's three times next Wednesday that it's going to be played. So find one of these times that fits into your schedule. You will be glad that you did. This will make a huge difference in the outcomes that you're getting in your territory. So you've shown a lot by being here today. You've shown that you care about the outcomes you get. You show that you care about your customers and their patients, and you show about making the biggest impact that you can in this industry. So I want to thank you for being here. And I also want to remind you, as I say goodbye, that don't forget, nothing is ever more important than the patient. The patient, my friends, always comes first. Get out there and make a difference. I'll talk to you again soon. Hope to see you on the webinar this Wednesday. Bye for now.